This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
We're getting started.
Welcome,
hey guys,
to episode 13.
Never seen them in the same room. We said that last week.
Me.
So
that was good.
Me.
Yep.
Me.
Shout out to Katie Ray for being back on the pod.
Two times in a row. Like a little
You've
sicko.
You've been here for a whole week officially.
Give
us a review of your week.
Keep us
the
in your butt.
Week. You give us each feedback.
She's
rate
notes.
Rate your tasks with each of us individually. Out of five and provide details.
Well, I know he's getting a 10.
Well, I think I'm going to rank it based on...
No. Okay, but give us a review of your week in LA.
I don't know, it sucked. What else do you want from me?
She was asked.
I hate
it.
I can't wait to get
week.
Out of here. I love it.
I am
the flight home.
So excited for my flight tomorrow. It's going to be the highlight of my week.
Katie, give us an honest review.
Just be sentimental for a moment.
Okay.
So what did you say earlier at dinner? You were like, stop doing bits and
I said, stop
serious.
Committing to the bit for once in your life.
And it was coughing.
And you genuinely coughing.
Stop committing
to
the bit for once in your life.
Okay, favorite moment was the beach. Which, I'm sorry, Alyssa, you weren't.
I'm
just kidding.
You know we're joking.
I'm obviously kidding. It was my favorite because I felt like I was in a Twilight movie.
Please.
Clear everything off the shelf.
Screw this.
You
like,
knocked the camera over the glass.
It's my tripod. Like, I'm taking it back.
We have to have a sit-down
serious conversation in the morning.
Moment of silence for my tripod.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Like, we're going to take a moment of silence for Addie's tripod.
That's
thank
enough
you.
Of that.
Can we
even
repeat
it
what
just,
you said?
Well, I guess my voice is never enough, but...
Oh my God!
We can both walk out together for
mistreatment. Let's do
for it. Mistreatment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, I'd like to file a... who is...
Who's
HR? Yeah, who's HR?
Who just
company?
Made you a beautiful homemade meal after a whole day at a theme park?
Imagine this whole episode is just us arguing.
The vibes are way off.
Yeah. I mean, we're like,
high
what
attention.
Happened? And, like, during
it's
that
like
week.
Earlier in the car, everyone trying to give you directions, and you start singing.
The part of the song came
it
off.
It was low-key a tense moment. Like, I was like,
I know.
Pulled over to the side.
What song was it? Because I was like,
I knew it was tense, though.
It
was also like, we were just talking about this, but our last night all together at Collab, which was the apartment in Denver, we all just fought for a while.
We were like,
we were all cooking in the kitchen on our last night, and we just could not get along.
I don't have any memory of this.
We were just, I remember it clearly.
We were because we pointed out.
I remember well what happened.
I had a really tough time.
Because we pointed it out, we were like, why are we all fighting right now?
Yeah, we had to address it. Like,
no, because I
it was
remember,
in the kitchen too.
Yeah. Because I remember specifically, like, we were like nitpicking each other. Like, on the, we were getting mad at each other over like the small things.
Yeah.
And I was like, guys, why are we arguing like this right now? Like, we've just been fighting this whole night.
I can't believe you don't remember this. We were all in the kitchen.
Making pizza.
Yeah, making something.
Okay,
yeah.
I was there.
We were all in the kitchen.
I thought this whole time, I was like, not my conversation. I was not
No,
there.
You were.
It was all five of us, and we were all
right.
to blame.
We were all arguing.
I don't remember fighting at all.
That's crazy.
But
like,
this ended
like,
up being
It wasn't like genuine fighting.
Yeah.
It was just like us being like, I'm like, hey, can you do this real quick? And it was like, but like you, I just did this, and like I just like, you know, like, and then
it
wasn't any
it was
more than any of our usual bickering.
Yeah. No,
it was just
yeah,
pointing
yeah.
at someone's pizza and going, why are you doing it like that?
Yeah, and you'd be like, well, I'm just trying to do it this way, and it's like, well, that way is kind of like weird, and
just
then it's
it
like, well,
way.
Then you try it.
We
and
just
then,
we just couldn't get along.
Yeah.
Where are we going with this?
Wait, how
know.
Did we get here?
How was your week in LA?
How was your week in LA, Katie?
I liked the beach.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because I'm not here.
Yes.
That's how we veered off.
Yeah. Sorry, Alyssa.
Yeah.
I felt peace.
Yeah, it is very peaceful, especially
because it was overcast.
It was chilly.
I felt like it was in a Twilight movie.
Wearing a sweater to
the
beach.
The
cafe before.
We listened.
The cafe
was
really good.
We listened
yeah.
to the
Twilight
soundtrack.
Also
we need
Josh
to remember Grubbins.
those cool birds.
Piper.
Piper.
Pip.
Pip.
I think it's Pip.
10 minutes later. No,
oh, it's
guys.
Piper.
It's Piper.
We need to start remembering to bring a speaker to the beach.
Yeah.
Because
oh,
when the
we need to
waves are roaring, it's hard to hear over a phone.
We need to bring
but
a
also,
speaker, and we need to invest in a nice
beach
setup.
Chair.
Yeah, just some chairs and umbrella.
But also just listening to the sounds of the beach.
Yeah, it's very lovely.
It's
so
relaxing.
We set up
the
ambiance.
It's very lovely. We're getting a speaker.
We get like a full setup. Like we bring like
I'm
a
saying.
Portable grill. A bouncy
we'll get there.
Castle.
A bouncy castle?
With slide. Like a what? Like we
we're trying to mission for people to use it.
We start selling admission. There's a bouncer. Check it
it's
out.
Like Madagascar.
We
start
an open bar.
Wait, we
oh
bring
god.
Elements from each of our jobs.
Oh my god.
So we have a
there's
bar.
There's a child care area.
There's a child care area. Child entertainment area.
All the parents get drunk.
It's because it's a beach, instead of doing a coat check, we do a shoe check. So everyone has to give up
wow.
their shoes and they get a ticket.
Wow. We have people pay for
these
parking.
Are the things that remind us that Katie needs to be a permanent member of this new company. Shoe check.
Us going from, I like the beach, to profiting off
to making a profit.
How can we profit?
Yeah, we're business minded. We can't help it.
We are. We're entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneurs.
Okay.
Anyway, okay, so you like the beach. Number two favorite moment.
Oh, I did feel very peaceful at that cafe while you were editing, and I got to read my book.
Yeah.
Got, like, I don't know, got a good chunk through my book.
Nice.
I don't remember how many pages. Not that many pages. I'm a slow reader.
Like 7 pages.
I sat there for 2 hours.
I just burned through that.
Okay. So weird. I'm just thinking about, like, the two museums I took you to, and... At least you were in the last one.
In her first favorite memory.
You were in the last one.
So, Katie.
I make you guys all get sunk in place.
Who would you say you had the most fun with?
Katie's in Get Out.
Oh, right.
Who would you say you had the most fun with?
Katie, who would you say you had the most fun with?
Oh my god.
Vito Marie.
Well, Willow's gonna be mad.
Sorry, Willow.
Sorry, Queen. Where is she?
She's I also, obvious, obviously, I loved
yeah.
the Academy Museum.
Yes, it was so good. It was so good.
Obby. Did you like Universal?
Yeah.
Girl!
Didn't even like
did not like Universal.
I did. I got Maria there.
Yes.
My T-Rex.
Ma for short.
Ma, Ma. Octavia.
Don't make
Spencer
me drink alone. Don't make me drink alone.
Octavia Spencer for long. That's good. I haven't heard that yet.
I liked all of it.
Today was a big
except
day.
Except for the, you know,
oh my God, we
it
did
was
so
a
much
giant
shit.
Day.
Should we recap it for
that?
Yeah,
that was okay.
Okay, really quick. We at 10 a.m. left here to go to Universal
it's
Studios. We live 12 minutes away. So hold on, I'm going through this. A 12-minute drive later, we got into Universal Studios. We came in like nobody was there. We immediately got a pretzel, went to the bathroom, and
yeah.
then did
we
the lot tour. The lot tour took about 45 minutes to an hour. Then after that, we went down to the lower lot. We did Jurassic World, and then onto the Mummy. Then to Jurassic World, Mario Kart, Mummy, and then of course Transformers. Back up to the upper lot, we did the Hogwarts ride as well.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping, and this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Well, as the Hippogriff ride, then we got some food. Well, we
you
got,
two did a little
we got,
shopping.
We got a little bit of food. We did a little bit of shopping.
Chips,
didn't buy anything.
Shopping.
And then we did the Secret Life of Pets ride, the Minions ride. Went back down. Did the Mummy again. Jurassic World again.
We gotta go back to the Minions ride.
And then left.
We're 6 minutes
left.
I have to say,
the Minions ride at Universal Studios
is
the worst thing on
Earth.
It was really bad.
It's really bad.
The
like,
ride,
it's
really
not
a
ride.
It's not even a ride to go on to experience it. Like,
it's
don't
no.
go on it.
It's
just
like
bad.
A fake 4D experience. Like,
yeah.
Do not waste your money. I'd rather go to the Denver Aquarium and go out in that weird, like, cart thing they have.
Oh,
that's
the SpongeBob
4D
thing.
Yes, the
SpongeBob
thing.
Yeah,
Hall of
Presidents
at Disney.
Now, hey, let's do it.
Over the
Hall of Presidents.
What's up?
Tomorrow, can we please see It's a Magical Life,
sure.
The Walt Disney Story?
Yes.
I've been dying to see this Walt
yes.
Disney animatronic.
Yes, we can go.
Thank the Lord. Okay, cool.
Yeah, and then we came home and I cooked dinner, and
now we're here.
Now we're here and sleeping.
So that was our whole day.
Okay, I think we really need to get into talking about the Hunger Games.
Yeah, because today's
topic
today is the Hunger Games.
Yes.
And speaking of which,
I'm feeling really hot. I think.
Me too. I think someone kicked up the heat.
Did you guys turn the heater on?
You guys.
Fuck.
It's really hot here.
I just need to shed this outer layer.
I think I just.
No, do not wear the shirt I think you're going to wear.
Sick.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
I feel it.
Both of you aren't wearing anything underneath the jackets.
Just stripped.
Much better. Much better. I feel way better.
So
now.
Much better.
Oh my God. You might have to twist and show the camera yours a little bit. Oh, let everyone know.
PETA. Okay.
PETA, explain what's happening for those just
Oh, for our audio listeners.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry. I almost said for my audio listeners. For our audio listeners. Katie and I just stripped for the camera, and underneath our clothes, we had on matching PETA Mellark shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Or, as the audiobooks say, PETA Mellark.
Mellark.
Or also, as Josh Utcherson said. Hi, my name is Josh Utcherson, and I play PETA Mellark.
PETA Mellark.
PETA Mellark.
So, Katie, I think you should decide how... I think we should introduce ourselves with something Hunger Games, and I think you should decide what that is.
I want everybody to pick their favorite character.
Okay.
Okay.
So fast.
Yeah. What, does anyone have one that's more interesting?
No,
I
think
that's
great.
I worry about us having the same answers.
That's okay.
I'm gonna
think.
Yeah.
Do you have one?
Do you have yours?
I mean,
we'll cut all the part where we're thinking.
We never.
There's a very easy.
We leave in
gaps.
Okay, why don't we start over there and move this
okay. Hi guys, I'm Addie, and my favorite Hunger Games character is obviously Peeta Muller. He has nothing wrong with him. That's all I care about in a person, is that they have nothing wrong with them.
Perfect.
And Peeta is perfect. He's ideal, so yeah, Peeta's my favorite. And I love him.
It sounded like you were about to say, I love a Bob.
And I was like, wow. I love a Bob.
Her Bob, her Bob, she can't see without her Bob.
Anything else to say about Peeta?
I mean, what else is there to say? Like gorgeous, gorgeous boy.
Gorgeous,
sweet. An all-time yearner.
The sweetest boy in the world.
Sweetest boy in the world. He will throw bread to the pigs.
It's a fault.
Truffles for the pig.
Truffles for the pig, he said, as he threw some bread at Katniss. Truffles for the pig.
Truffles for the pig.
Yeah. That's all I've got to say. Let's keep this moving.
The way you were just introducing yourself, like the way the direction that conversation turned.
I was trying to follow that so hard.
Truffles for the pig might be my new vocal stem. Yeah. I can't stop.
I can see that.
Yeah.
All right, Lily.
Can I just really quick, just while this is in my intro,
yeah.
have to just be really irritated for a moment. My accent was coming back, and I would just love for those at home to like think about me when they're. When they're saying their prayers at night, like, just throw me one.
What is she saying?
I got my eczema coming back. Eczema medication. I just would like a few.
So hands off me.
I would just like a few thoughts and prayers.
Something about saying,
okay, so
if when you're at home, you have some prayers, throw one out for me.
So, in addition to your favorite Hunger Games character, also share why people can pray for you this week.
Yes, I love that. I love that.
Okay. Oh my god.
Maybe we should switch recommendations with thoughts and prayers at the end of the week, and have it be things people can pray for
Wait,
us.
That's good.
Wait,
that thoughts
would be
and prayers.
Yeah.
Wait,
so,
that's good.
The thought is... What we recommend, like it's
right.
our thought for the week.
Right.
Our and prayer is please pray for me for this reason.
Okay, so actually let's maybe start that at the end of this.
I'm down.
Okay, so nobody
down.
Else say anything.
Okay.
Stay
so
in line.
Episode is over.
Stay in line.
All right.
I
stay
guess
in line.
Whatever you do, just stay in line.
Stay in
okay,
line.
Lily.
Oh my god.
Who's your favorite Hunger Games?
What are you
Hold on, I'm writing a note down so when I'm editing later I can remember this.
Oh, I thought you were Googling Hunger
Can you
Games.
Imagine?
Imagine she's touching
well, like
that one.
Yeah, she's like, hold on one second.
Okay. The whole joke was, hold on one second.
No punchline at all.
We're ready.
Okay. I don't know if I have like a favorite necessarily.
Pick
but
one.
One.
Oh my gosh.
Damn. One that interests me the most is Effie.
Mm.
I think I really like her style. Like,
yeah.
obviously her style.
She's
but
so
her
cool.
as a character is so interesting because just her arc is really interesting. Where she came from and then where she was at the end, obviously.
Obviously.
That is
obviously.
My point.
I can't wait. Is that what you said?
I can't wait.
Me on the ride, wasn't it like, get away from them or something?
Everyone should be forewarned that Adi and I might be going into an era of being British a lot.
Okay, because when we were in Hogsmeade today, I just could not help myself but become British. I just couldn't help it. And it's coming home with me. As soon as I finish Fourth Wing, I am starting the Harry Potter books.
Yes.
And it's going to be
And we're
going to
be having a marathon. And the accents are just going to keep coming.
It's
going
to be a lot. So back to Effie really quick.
Effie.
So sorry.
I'm sorry.
What'd you just say?
Nothing.
What'd you just say?
Nothing. It wasn't important.
Wait, I'll say
it'll be recorded.
It's okay.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Jenny.
Happy Christmas, Addie.
Sickos.
And when we get those sweaters. Anyway.
So back to Effie.
Anyways.
So back to Effie.
Did you say your name?
Oh, I'm Lily. Okay.
Lil Dog.
Lil.
Never call
LB for those.
You call, well,
you call me that. So I like when you call me that.
Give credit where credit is due.
LB.
My initials.
I created
that. JP created that. But yeah, I just think she's super fun to watch. That. I don't know if I'll ever finish my.
I'm so sorry.
Done.
No, Lily storms out.
No, yeah, it's mine for the leave.
Hey, we'll walk out here pretty soon, don't worry.
I'm a whole man, y'all.
I haven't forgotten either.
When I would watch it with my dad, he always thought the line, "That is mahogany," was the funniest thing, so we always, like, riff that back to each other. Anytime, like, anything on wood, he was like, "That is mahogany." Good job, dad.
Sick reference, yeah. Dad.
Sick reference, dad.
You're so cool, dad.
So sick. Still giving
out compliments you can give to dads.
Your dad's
you're
up there.
A good dad. I love you, dad. You're the best dad.
Love you, dad.
Yeah.
So yeah. Wouldn't be here without you, dad.
Shout out to our dads.
Guys.
Shout out
to
dads.
Sorry.
It's
okay. It's okay. I
think
I never finished. No, I'm done.
This is Alyssa every episode.
Okay, yeah. Sometimes I listen back, I'm like, I can't get a word.
Every time it's your turn to talk, it's just like, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
A bit. And you know what? That's the charm we bring to the table.
O'Reilly. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And who set that system up?
We're gonna.
And who set that system up? The way she delivers.
And
yeah.
Who set that system up?
Yeah.
And who set that system up?
Gagged.
For generations to come.
This episode is just a bunch of vocal stings too. Just one inside bit.
Just our current
vocal stings. Genuinely.
Okay.
Yeah. Effie is mine. Go.
Katie, I think I might have a guess, but go ahead and tell us.
Man, I wonder. So my name is Katie, and my favorite character is PETA
Malark.
PETA Malark, yes, to be specific.
What happened? What caused you to do that? What happened? I was watching Katie talk.
Oh, I saw her at the side of my eye. I was trying to act like it wasn't happening. 25 minutes.
God damn! I saw the intro.
I didn't see it at all. So when I looked over,
like,
it was a completely different scene.
Wow. No, okay, so what happened was, I could tell from my straw I was getting no more water, and I'm dying of thirst over here, but I don't want to make a pause. And so at first, I was trying to just sip from it, and it felt like I was in holes. Like I was in like a desert, and like no water was coming out. And so I thought, well, there must be no water left.
It was
and
like
so
I was like the scene in Catching Fire.
It was
exactly
the scene in
Catching Fire.
With a
spiral
to bring it full circle.
So I was thinking, like, oh, I'll just, like, really try to, like, get every last drop. And then all the ice decided to fall onto my face.
Well, that's kind of
this new persona of yours, Loki, since we picked up Katie from the airport. It's the way it started from, I like that a lot. What that Burbank do?
What that Burbank get me?
This episode is really just ending up being like a compilation of all
yes.
the bits we've created in
it's
the
like
past week.
Yeah,
it's
yes.
like when you hang out in a group of three and the other two people are definitely better friends with each other than
mm-hmm.
you are.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a lot of inside jokes that you kind of just trail behind. You get on a sidewalk and you're the one that walks behind you.
Yeah,
the
third person
right.
on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel with you guys, but not my real friends.
Y'all have
no.
never been... Y'all
no, my real friends.
My real friends would never do
that
to me, so...
Have you ever been the person when you're walking on a sidewalk and you have to walk in the grass?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've walked behind
yeah.
in the grass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all ever get down on the street?
Yeah. In the road.
Y'all ever been trapped on the driveway?
What's up? Wait, what?
Trapped on the driveway?
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh.
What's up?
Carry the when were you trapped on a driveway?
I never was.
Y'all ever get trapped on the driveway?
Cannot be story.
Oh.
Like, we've all been there, right?
Right, right. Was anyone ever chased by, like, a scary dog? I was.
No, I've had only good... really experiences with dogs.
I got chased by a really big
guys,
dog.
What are we talking about?
Okay.
Just you even say who your favorite character is?
Barely.
Going from PETA to...
Wait, we're not even done with introduction
no.
yet.
No.
We're 30 minutes in.
But we have to cut the first 5, so really only 25.
That's so crazy.
Oh my god. Okay. Katie, you like PETA Millard.
Yes, I do. And I want to tell you how much.
Tell us.
He is my favorite character ever. The Hunger Games, my favorite books I've ever read, my favorite movies I've ever seen. PETA is my guy. And I don't want to waste my time. I don't know. It's hard to put into words how much I like PETA Millard. I won't get sentimental about my friends, but I will get sentimental about PETA Millard.
You will PETA? Say your favorite part about PETA Millard, but not your favorite part of this week.
Yeah, exactly. PETA Millard.
What's his middle name?
James.
James.
PETA Millard.
I don't know. Suzanne, James. Didn't you give us a birthday? I don't know what his
name is.
A
birth?
Really? A birth.
When do you think it would be? What is he? He's
getting
his
August.
He's a Leo, you think?
I kind of feel
August. I don't
know.
It's like Peter Parker.
PETA is not a Leo.
He's giving February.
Peter Parker is August. You have to.
Really?
You just have to be a Leo.
I think
he's
giving February.
What's the second one? What's the question I asked? Where is like, would you rather be born on 9/11 or December 25th?
When did you ask that? Okay, you know what? Let's ruminate on that. 9/11 or December 25th?
9/11, sorry.
Yeah, I don't want...
That's unfortunate, but I don't want to share with
that. Let's share that with the world.
You gotta ask that yesterday.
Still not great.
Yeah,
I don't want to be born on 9/11. I don't want to share with
the pros and cons each one.
And then I'm not sharing Christmas.
I said that too.
I'm not doing Christmas. Sorry.
How are we talking about
the reason that? I brought that up was because I was like, imagine if PETA was born on Christmas.
They don't have Christmas.
Or 9/11.
Technically, they do if it's a dystopian future. 9/11 didn't happen, but they
don't. What do you
like,
mean there's no Christmas?
They don't have Christmas.
What do you mean Pan Am is missing the Christmas spirit?
No, seriously, they don't have Christmas because
what
Susan.
Do you mean
guys,
District 12 is the new edition.
Guys, what do you mean
they don't have Christmas?
Guys,
it's not. It's about the spirit. Like,
guys,
the holiday spirit.
I have an answer. I have an answer for you. This is the most chaotic episode.
What the
fuck is going on?
All over the place.
I don't know. Anything in the story. She was very specific, which is why I hate that the movies say damn and God, and I don't like it.
But there used to be Christmas, though, right?
Theoretically, yes.
Your voice could
yes. But
there used to be.
The hope and yearning.
Okay,
so
there used to be Christmas, and there used to be 9/11.
Okay.
But they don't celebrate either.
Okay.
They never celebrate 9/11.
Yeah, yeah.
Just remember.
Katie, are you celebrating 9/11?
Do you often celebrate 9/11?
Let's talk about that.
Oh.
Okay. So, Jenny, who's your favorite Hunger Games
character? one quick point.
Yeah.
So, if PETA was born on December 25th, like, it's not like, do they, like, because they go to school, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
the people, so, they, obviously, I'm sure they've learned about, like, what Christmas once was, so, like,
no,
people,
or was there
no, but what do you mean? Like, in that, like, Katniss also very specifically says, I think she specifically says that they learn all about coal mining.
There's some research. Still,
yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
They're not getting a fully rounded education.
Oh, sure. They do live under fascism.
Yeah.
I know, but like Christmas? You can't learn about Christmas.
No, because that doesn't exist. They don't get to learn about this.
So why are you so passionate
Christmas
about
this? Christmas would give them hope.
The people who deserve Christmas, do you think Snow wants to give people Christmas? His name is Snow! What's the number one thing I want to during Christmas?
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
People write songs about it. What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
We have to make a
Nobody looked me in the eye and asked, what is Snow? Like, how does Snow want Christmas?
We need to make Snow. A Hunger Games Christmas movie of other countries giving hope to Ken M through the Christmas spirit.
I think Peter was born on December 25th.
I'll say Jesus. They learn about Penem's history, nothing before it.
I was about to say something really stupid.
Say it.
Jesus was born on Easter.
No, that's when he was risen.
No, I know.
That was like, risen.
But he was born again on Easter.
Born again.
broke on a second birthday, dude. Like, what the hell?
You
can't have two birthdays.
If I was God, I'd have two birthdays.
True. So I get why he did that.
And I'd have them evenly spaced throughout the year.
6 months apart.
What?
Okay, sorry.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Jenny, who's your favorite Hunger Games?
The way I had to, like, go hide for a second because there was so much going on.
We're going to watch that back and be like,
what the hell are we doing?
Guys, I think this is our best episode yet.
I actually think it's going to be really funny.
Guys, we got ourselves a hit. The song of the summer is here.
Talking about our own gold. Okay. Hi, my name is Jenny, and my favorite Hunger Games character is Katniss.
Yeah!
PETA is a close second.
Yes, he is.
But I think Katniss was the most formative in my young years. Mm-hmm. And still now, when I reread or rewatch.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Also, Jennifer Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
I rest my case.
Oh my god!
Okay, should I go next?
Should I go next?
Go next.
Alyssa clap!
Alyssa answer.
Sorry. She's a gun.
Y'all don't even know.
Idiots. You're dropping to the bottom of the table.
So we're gonna go for a walkout now? Or?
What's so funny?
I just hear the... It just cock.
I have a silencer. Okay. Is it okay to move this real quick? Or should I keep it?
It's loud as hell when you talk.
Mama, good.
I think
mama
it can hear
go.
Me.
Yeah, keep your old mama behind you.
Bob above
girl,
mama.
Girl, above behind
to the
you.
Bobs that came before me.
And for generations to come.
Oh
my god.
Alyssa,
what is
your
favorite
Hunger
Games
character? It's true. Like, everybody really does egg me on sometimes. When I'm talking, like, people will start saying something like, yeah.
You yesterday tried to tell a story, starting it over about 50 times.
What's
because
worse?
Every time she would go, for generations to come, you'd stop mid-sentence and go, for generations to come.
What story was it?
I don't know.
Who's your favorite character?
Who's your favorite character?
You have to let her focus or we never get there. Hello. Before you get into this next part, you should know that there are several minutes of just our laughter. If you don't want to hear that, go ahead and skip at least 60 to 90 seconds. We love you. Thanks for listening.
She has to start doing the podcast in a
separate
room. Just tell us your favorite character.
Alyssa, please. I'm crazy right now. I'm Alyssa.
all we're doing is introducing ourselves, and I'm sweating.
She hasn't even answered.
I haven't even answered.
Please. Okay, so, guys.
My name is Alyssa. My favorite character is PETA.
PETA!
Why?
We're in a PETA sandwich right now. We're like a PETA Big Mac. You know, bun, bun, bun.
We're like a PETA Big Mac right now. Bun, bun, bun.
It's like the picture of PETA that we have hanging on our wall at Colab. Picture on like the what are the kids meal at McDonald's?
Oh, the Happy Meal.
The Happy Meal. Yeah, it's him on the box.
PETA Big Mac. I've never had a Big Mac before. Is there
you've never had a Big Mac?
I haven't either.
No. Is there bun in the middle?
Guys, we need a Big Mac.
No, I think so. You're right.
There's
yeah.
a bottom bun.
Okay, there's a bun in the middle, and we need to go get Big Macs. They're really delicious. No,
Big Macs are really delicious.
Okay.
Big Macs
are delicious. Alyssa, why is PETA your favorite?
You want me now to explain why?
I'm on for the many, many reasons why he's a good character. Why is she your favorite?
Why is PETA your favorite character?
Why is PETA your favorite character?
I think. Can't wait. What was it? Shepherd's Pie. Sorry. That I think we're funny, and I'm quoting things that I think are funny because I love my friends.
Shepherd's Pie.
I wish I was a part of those friends. I wish I had friends like that.
Please. Alyssa, why?
Well, I like PETA because. I think he's really cool.
I don't think the mic is picking up at all.
That's because she's speaking so quiet.
I get so upset that I ruin the audio for the rest of the episode.
You're just so mad.
Yeah. Okay, so I like PETA because I think he's such a kind soul. I think he's one of the most giving, like, characters. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think he represents, like, I don't know, kindness in people, mm-hmm. and, like, in humanity.
Boom.
And I also want to add, I think PETA and Katniss's, like, story is just so special because I've just never seen one so written in the way where it's just pure love between two people that care about each other and want the best for each other and would literally do anything for each other just because they love each other. And I just think that's
film
beautiful.
Film two times over.
Two times over. And I just think that's really special, and I think, no, it couldn't have been written any other way if it wasn't the way the characters were specifically written, and that's, I think, especially true for PETA. That's why I like PETA.
I want to add, before we move on, while we are on a serious note, finally. Because I wanted to say it earlier, but I felt stupid saying it, and then we went on a tirade.
And we got to win. The way he was just like, you know when you see like a... Like in the movie,
a tidal wave.
Yeah, tidal wave.
Interstellar ass wave.
Yeah,
that was a tidal wave.
That's not a mountain.
That's not a mountain.
Before I knew it, things were crashing down fast.
Okay, no,
we're sticking with it. We're sticking with it, guys.
Because I wanted to add, because you said that he's so kind. What's best about him being kind is not even necessarily that he's like naturally that way. He obviously does have a natural goodness to him. That's undeniable. But it's specifically that he was raised in an environment, in a society that wanted to make him hateful. And wanted to make him resentful and to continue a cycle of abuse that he grew up under. And he spent his whole life putting in the effort to be a good person.
Oh, I love PETA.
PETA.
That's the best part about him is that he's perfect because he's imperfect.
He has every reason not to be, like,
he has every reason in the world to be a very hateful person.
Right. Yeah.
And he's not. He is very determined to be better than people that came before him.
Boom.
He's our boy.
He's our boy.
PETA Big Mac.
The PETA Big Mac. We have to start the baby wall.
Our babies.
We gotta start our baby wall where we put all our babies. And PETA Millar could be on
it. At Colab, we had our Irish wall.
Right.
We also had Dust Bowl Woman.
We had Dust Bowl Woman as well. But here we have to have a baby wall.
We need a baby
wall.
Of our
babies.
I'm seriously still processing what just happened.
I'm genuinely nervous
and worried to watch that back.
I felt like a fever dream.
I felt like it. I
think you interrupt only yourself ever the record for the podcast
after a day. You finally get on track, and then just out of the blue, just going Shepherd's Pie.
No, I did provoke that because next door I started going.
Let's do it.
Well, now that I know who we are.
Now let's talk about Hunger Games.
Yes.
Katie, start us off.
Take
what
it away.
Do I do? Talk about the Hunger Games.
Okay, cool. What's everyone's favorite Hunger Games movie?
Well,
Catching
Fire.
Catching Fire.
I'm going to be an outlier.
Milking Juice.
Catching Fire isn't your favorite.
No, I'm going to be an outlier.
The first one.
The first movie.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you why. It's going to spiral a little bit.
Okay.
I
thought about it. Go on.
So the reason the first one is my favorite, one, as just, like, the way the medium is handled as a film. Unfortunately, the director did white cast a lot of people, cut out a lot of PETA's parts, a lot of gripes about the movie, but the look of it and the overall tone hit the nail on the head. Mm-hmm. It is the only one of all of them that feels as chaotic as it's supposed to, because it doesn't have that blockbuster look yet.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have
yeah.
as big of a budget. And it's like, I just like the handheld camera, the way it's lit, the location.
We both said that's a good point.
No, that's a great point.
Because that is a good point.
Yeah.
Said.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you were doing a bit and I should be in on it.
No, you're good.
Okay. And then I was also going to say, the poster for the first movie gives me just very nostalgic feelings and very fond memories of just when I got really attached to it.
Which poster specifically?
It's the one, like, super close up on Katniss with all the fire around
mm-hmm.
her, and you really just see, like, just her face, really. Because I can specifically see it on the DVD packaging.
Yeah.
When I first got obsessed with The Hunger Games, and I was only watching clips on YouTube because there wasn't streaming, so I couldn't just watch it whenever I felt like it. I had to find the DVD. And so I was watching it out of order. I watched the whole first movie out of order on YouTube. And I just had to piece it together. Because I didn't have the DVDs, I didn't have the books, we didn't have Netflix. And so my dad went on a hunt of, like, every time he went to Walmart or Kroger or the grocery store or anything, he was looking for the DVDs,
aww.
And I can so vividly picture him coming home one day, and, like, he was like, guess what I found? And the brown plastic Kroger bag, him pulling that DVD out. First of all, him being like, I'm really sorry, if you wanted the second one, I could only find the first one. I was like, no, I want to start with the first one, that's the one I wanted. And then
so
watching that... I have something else to add. Watching that, I would do the math in my head of, like, okay, so I get home off the bus at this time, and my parents are at work until this time, and I have this amount of homework to do tonight. If I start it the second I walk through the door, I will finish it before my parents get home, and I can go start my homework. And I won't have to stop midway through the movie so that my dad can watch football, or my mom could turn on, you know, because it's their living room, their TV. So it was like, I'd do the math so I could watch it every single day after school.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that movie like the back of my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll very quickly say, so we can move on, it also just gives me fond memories also of my dad and my sister, just in general going to, when we used to go to Blockbuster. I miss you, Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace. I was so against Netflix for so long. I was boycotting Netflix for a long time because they put Blockbuster out of business.
Well, did you guys ever get Netflix in the mail?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember getting the DVDs. We did that a lot.
I caved
eventually.
You went from boycotting to being a subscriber.
Yes, I did. I caved. Because they put Blockbuster out of business.
Yeah.
And it was the only way to get the DVDs
use?
Without going out and buying
them.
Like,
that's what Netflix did at first, because we never
Right.
Like, we didn't order Netflix.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
We did Redbox.
Redbox. My family
later.
Did.
Yeah.
My family did Blockbuster because it was, like, every Friday.
Right.
My dad would take me and my sister after school straight to Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
And we would get to pick out, we'd all agree on a movie for Friday night.
And then because it was like, you get the one trip to Blockbuster, you get the one DVD, you'd pick a DVD, and you'd have until Monday or something to go return it. And so I just watched that one movie, whatever it was, over and over the weekend until we had to go return it. And then Friday we'd pick a new one and start over. And that was like our Friday tradition for a long time. That's why I was so mad when Netflix put them out of business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, I caved anyways. I caved. And I do remember getting the little discs in the mail.
Oh, yeah. We did that all the time.
Ugh. Anyways, anyone else want to share why they like Catching Fire?
Visually, it's very
stunning. Lots of reasons.
Visually, it's so stunning.
Story-wise, it is the strongest.
Story-wise, seeing the way that the characters develop, I think is lovely.
Mm-hmm.
More PETA.
I even argue it has the best PETA and Katniss scenes.
Yes.
My favorite
Katniss and PETA scene is also from the first movie. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite Katniss and PETA scene?
It's so supportive.
What's your favorite?
I love that scene.
In the first one, when they're in the cave after she went to the feast, and it's literally I just like it because it's so quiet, and it's so like they.
Every day I wish for Gale's death.
Yeah.
The
fact that he didn't die by the end of the series,
I'm getting it mixed up. Did PETA not say that?
No.
I was thinking of the bit where he's painted on, and she like almost steps on his face.
PETA painted.
I'm so wrong.
Katniss, hey Katniss.
Hey Katniss.
Looking like that.
He calls her sweetheart in the book because he's making fun of the way that Haymitch calls her sweetheart, and she doesn't like it. Mm-hmm. So he does it to like mess with her. But yeah, he says, "Oh, she's walking by," and he says, "Well, don't step on me."
Yeah.
And she has no. She does not know where that voice came from. So it scares the shit out of her. And then he says, "Here to finish me off, sweetheart," and then she's like, "Ah." PETA, and then what's so funny is he's sitting under all the rocks and dirt and moss, dying, like he's on the verge of death, and he says that, and she goes, oh my gosh, that's so cool, and she goes, close your eyes, close your mouth, and he does it, and then she goes, open them again, and then he does it, she's like, that's so good, and she literally just has him just open and close his eyes, so she's like, can I see this camouflage again? Now we'll treat your open wound.
But first, do a trick for me.
That's crazy. Anyway.
Sorry. Because you're saying favorite scenes. Yeah, when they're applying the medicine in the cave in the first one. It's just quiet. Yeah. It's just nice. It's lit well. And I don't know. Just gazing into each other's eyes. I thought it was very nice. No words needed. Mm-hmm. What were you going to say?
I like when PETA gives a little pearl and goes, for
because we're talking when I start talking. Beach score.
Yes.
Okay. I already brought that up, though. Yeah. I was disagreeing.
Oh, you said beach. Beach score.
Beach.
I agree. Okay, yeah. I agree.
That's something, side note, love about Katniss. Every time, like the way Jennifer Lawrence plays Katniss, every time she says thank you, it sounds like the most
so gentle. It's very gentle. It's so, like, she means it.
She, every time.
Yeah.
Yes.
The what's so twisted about it, it's like the games of the second one too, and it's like watching it for the games, it's like wow, that like yeah, like it's twisted how like the games are like interesting to watch, but the second the second one is just like so
like people,
calculated.
People like
hate
mocking Jay because there's no games. They're like, I get bored.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Which is crazy. Like
that's the point.
The point of the story. Yeah, and that's why it's like twisted that I'm like I love the games of the second one, but it's like. The way
it's
they,
so interesting.
It's so interesting. Like it's so, and then the aspect ratio change. If you've not seen it with the racial change, you must try and see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so interesting. Cool. The clock concept is just so weird. Okay, there's like weird. There's a whole clock like plot hole to me, unless it's like in the books where it's fine. But
I have a feeling. I know
you're yeah, he makes. I forget who.
Plutarch.
No, the other one who said to switch it, change it up.
That's Plutarch.
That is Plutarch?
Yeah.
With a mustache, though?
No, the Seneca is one of the.
Okay, yes, it was Plutarch.
He's in the first movie.
Plutarch, yeah. So he's like changed up, switch it. So they switch it, and then he's like, now let's see how they tell time. But wouldn't it still be the same because the tree is still?
Tree
so
is
I'm like,
still, yeah.
They would still know what time it is.
That was another. That was the thing that kind of messed up the movie. In the book, she specifies that each sector has an identical, like identical giant tree.
Oh,
each sector looks exactly the same.
Okay.
And so basically, they basically say, like, this isn't going to mess us up forever. It's going to mess us up for another couple hours. Mm-hmm. And then when we figure out, like, what, like, the monkeys are supposed to hit in 2 hours. When we see the monkeys, we'll be back on track.
That would have been tough to explain for the movie.
I know.
Yeah.
That's the problem with it.
Okay. Well,
but then,
that makes
like,
sense,
why keep the line?
Right.
Line,
why keep the line?
Yeah. It's a great line reading, too. But
it
doesn't really, like,
it is.
Like,
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. There's, I guess, a theory that kind of makes sense that the 74th. Arena, because everyone's like, how did Katniss luck out so bad?
Right.
That her arena was a place
like,
that she already knows.
For
her. And it was like, there's like a theory that basically the 74th games were built to be pretty boring. Like they were kind of on a budget because they were saving it to make the 75th quarterfinal that much more like crazy. Like to go all out for the quarterfinal.
Spellbounding.
They just kind of
spellbounding.
I don't know if it's to save money or to kind of bore the audience so that expectations are even lower for the next year.
Right.
I don't know. But I've heard that theory.
Yeah.
I kind of think that I kind of believe it.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Anyways, there's your problem.
Yeah. I was like, that's weird.
Yeah, everyone always points it out.
Anyways.
And it is pretty.
Mm-hmm.
It's
just
hard,
so
hard to navigate. Yeah.
The movie is so good. Because, like, cinematically, too, like what you said, like, ugh. What the hell?
That shot of Peeta and Katniss easing the morphling like into death and their silhouette.
Just in general, that entire sequence with the sun setting.
Yeah, it's shot so beautiful.
Really well done.
Another
whole movie is just shot so well.
Yeah.
Another pro. Once I get in the games, no Gale.
No Gale.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Although the first times where you go back to him and he's watching.
I'm like, who cares?
No, yes.
That's the other thing is that this movie does unfortunately have the Katniss Gale kiss.
Yeah,
at the
that is its downfall.
It's like, that's your cousin, bro.
Not,
not really, but that's your cuz. Like,
may as well be.
Chopped on.
I also can't with the
six,
whole,
seven.
Like, just like...
Summer's watching.
You know, in the beginning when he gets beaten up.
Yeah.
Like taking care of him. I just can't even see.
It's Gale.
It's Gale.
I just can't even stand like clockwork. The empathy for him. I just like, I don't care.
Well, it's also in the movie they made it so it's like he's heroic for saving an old woman and that's why he's getting whipped. That's not in the book. In the book it's because he gets caught for
carrying a turkey through town because the old peacekeepers were okay with it, the poaching, and the new peacekeeper is not.
Right.
So he literally gets whipped just
for
killing
the square. I'm not saying he should have gotten whipped. I just can't let the whole parade of, like, them.
I know.
And then she kisses him, and I just...
It's just worse in the book. It's worse in the book when she's like, I choose Gale.
Yes,
he's
mine. I hate that part.
She says, he's mine, I am his, anything else is unthinkable. And then immediately it's like...
Poo-poo bananas.
Poo-poo
banana pants.
And the really frustrating thing about Gale is, like, how complex of a character he actually is. But the movies make him so unlikable.
In
the books.
He's very dull.
And it was because the editor... It was also because of a lot of editors and stuff like that. Because I think Suzanne Collins originally didn't want him to be a love interest. She didn't want a love triangle at all.
Interesting.
And then it was supposedly, I could be making this up, supposedly her, like, editors were like, you're marketing to a young adult audience, they need romance, Twilight just came out, we need some love triangles, you need to make Gale a love interest. Luckily, we had Suzanne Collins, who was like, okay, instead of making him completely useless, we'll make the whole love triangle, like, an allegory of war.
Right.
Actually, we could get into that, and then the episode's gonna be 4 hours long.
Well, obviously she was gonna be with Peeta. Like, why would she be with Gale?
And then, because then also, like, I don't know.
Because then the thing with, like, Gail's character is, like, also, like, just being a product of the, like, oppressive system you're under, and how you can't really blame, you can't necessarily blame someone under oppression for how they act out, even though, also, morally, he was okay with taking innocent lives to take down the Capitol.
Right.
Which is not okay.
And
but
kills Prim.
And that's, yes. And that's, like, that's the thing about Gale, is how unlikable he is, but also how complex. But then you look at, like, Snow. He's a super interesting character and just evil all the way through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or Coin, too. Like, it's all, it's just all very well-written characters, even, like, the worst ones. And then, yeah, it just, all the romance stuff with him is so awful. Because Katniss is like, I'm so scared. I am fighting for my family's life every day. And he goes, but do you love me?
Right. Oh, I just can't even stand that guy. I just, every time he's on screen, I want to punch
him. Liam Hemsworth also just sucks.
He just sucks.
Literally
cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater.
Yeah, and I hate looking at his face. I just can't stand him.
Chopped Unk.
Chopped Unk. Major. He's, he's the mayor of Chopped Unk City.
Chopped Unkville has a new mayor.
Liam Hemsworth.
Liam Hemsworth.
If we had an opposite of the baby wall.
If we had a Chopped Unk wall.
He would
under
be
the
president.
Mats, under the kitchen mats. We step on them every day.
Nothing worse than trying to, like, nothing worse than the people that are like, I'm Team Gale because he's hotter. First of all, not
the wallpaper, the trash can.
The, like, that in line of the trash can.
It is similar to, like, not to bring up the summer.
Summer are pretty.
Yes,
yeah.
But it's a love triangle.
Yeah. But it's just, like, it's just so obvious, like, who is the right.
Right.
Yeah.
Person.
Yeah.
So when
almost
I thought this way about Twilight too.
Yeah.
Or she's gonna end up with Edward.
Yeah.
I cannot think of a single love triangle that it wasn't, like, clear.
It's so
obvious. It's also never a love triangle, it's a love corner. And it's the girl being backed into it.
Well,
every time.
Yeah.
Every time. Sorry.
I was just gonna offer you up a love triangle that I think breaks your theory.
Okay.
And that is Challengers.
Oh,
but that's because they're a throuple.
Right.
That is a true,
like,
true.
That's
true
a true
triangle,
but that's not one where you're like, oh, duh, these two are gonna end up.
That's a good point. That's a good
adults.
Point.
Yeah.
What's the, like, name of that triangle where it's, like, literally perfect on all sides? Like, it's an even on all sides.
Equilateral.
I love those types of triangles.
I love
them. Right? Because when we would, like, take during the age when we would, like, learn different types of shapes. Like, and you would have to name the different types of, like, angled triangles.
Isosceles.
All of those
things. Obtuse, I really liked. But.
Obtuse, I really liked.
Obtuse, I really liked.
I think I always liked acute.
Big fan of obtuse. big fan of obtuse.
Obtuse.
But the equilateral was always my favorite because I always got it right.
Yeah.
Anyways,
thanks for telling us.
Do you guys
about
think
triangles?
That if like a cosine, sine, and the other one situation was put in front of you, right?
Cosine, cosine.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Sine, cosine.
Sine, cosine. What's the other one? Well, we're off to a great
start. Oh, are you doing
cosine?
Yes.
Is that true?
Like they do,
that's
on
calc. That's calc.
Calc. Yeah.
If this was,
if
one of those
what?
Problems was put in front of you
Wi-Fi?
Right now, like a high school trigonometry problem, a calculus problem.
No.
Could do you think you could answer if you had
a sine and cosine? No, not right now.
If it was like algebra, pre-algebra,
gas distribution.
If it was pre-algebra,
pre-algebra, electric corporation, gas distribution, that is what COSERV does.
Oh, okay.
Word.
Cool.
Pre-algebra, I could maybe pass it. Maybe.
I
could do pre-algebra right now because pre-algebra is just.
I used to love pre-algebra.
We had to take it again in college for some reason.
Math
for
liberal arts.
Math
for
liberal arts.
I honestly don't know how much
math
I could do.
I literally dropped that class like after one day of taking it because they made me because they lost. My high school lost my SATs, like, my SAT scores.
Right.
They
like, I literally took the whole test and they lost
they
my
would.
Score.
They would.
And...
the ones that
They would.
They know who they are.
They do. They know who they are.
They know who they are. I expose everybody.
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 There's nobody really too exposed.
Okay, okay, okay. Oh, sorry. Okay. What was I talking about?
Pre-algebra.
Math for liberal arts. Yes! my high school has my SAT scores, so I was going, like, I had to take the math for liberal arts class, but because they didn't have my SAT scores, they thought I would need a workshop alongside right. that class. So I was taking a workshop. I kid you not, the first day was, what's 2 times 2? What's 2 times 2 times 2? Tell me this, what's 2 times 2 times 2? And I was like, no way am I learning this right now. Like, I'm not taking this class. I'm not paying money to take this.
My professor told us to just Google the questions, because in the real world, that's what you would do. And I said,
what?
Incredibly true.
Right.
Like, yes, in the real world, I would just Google a question.
Our final project wasn't even, like, solve equations or like
prove yourself.
It was get with a partner.
Apply yourself.
Like, write an essay about a scientist or mathematician.
Oh my god, it was, dude.
That was crazy. Mine was like, you still had to get with a partner, but you had to like make basically like a physical like a board, like a presentation. Something. It was like about like a math problem. Like it was like. It was like a dumbass math problem, but it was like, solve this math problem and show you how you solved it. And I was like, I am in college right now. I am paying to take this class right now.
Yeah. We tested out of it immediately. It was genuine. It was.
Yeah. When I was hit with the Venn diagram, I was like, what? Really? Like, really? Like,
I think that's what I think, for some reason, I feel like part of my presentation was a Venn diagram.
Yeah. I was like, why are we learning this? Why is this being taught?
Math is. I was kind math of okay, is like.
You just get it over with.
It was an easy class. But I just, math, if I was to be put in a math class right now, no way. No way.
Oh, I couldn't do it.
No,
pretty
much. Us outing how dumb we are right now.
We're not dumb.
If we did the test against the fifth grader, I'd fail. Against the fifth grader.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
And what do y'all know about that?
I probably do.
I think I could be smarter than a fifth grader.
We need to watch the show and test ourselves.
We do.
Someone else ask a Hunger Games question.
Well, or do you have anything to say about Catching Fire?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess sure. I'm gonna.
The beach scene is your best. Love your beach score. Or it's your one of your favorite things you've ever heard.
It is. It's been like my top 15 or 10 like most listened to tracks on my like streaming shows. I like Catching Fire because I think it kind of reminds me of when you like you know when a really good TV series like the best seasons are kind of like in the middle of the show like season like 3 through 5 I would say is like a TV show's prime because I think you get to know the characters more, which puts them in more like specific situations and like I don't know, it just makes you want to fall like I don't know, I just think like how the ability to like understand a character more like makes the story like that much better, makes the writing that much better. And I think that's kind of what happened with Catching Fire, at least from my experience. Because, I don't know, like, because you understand and get to know the characters, and you see them go through these, like, such traumatic events, and their kind of journey is just getting started after the games are over, and I feel like you're kind of seeing, like, the real, real beginning of, like, all the stuff that happens to them at Catching Fire. And I don't know, I think it was just smart to, like, get to know the characters in the first one and then, like, have the way the games are in the second one take place after you get to know them. So that's part of why I like Catching Fire so much. It's, like, just the way it's written and, like, how systematic it is, like, from their arcs.
It's funny to kind of tie back to what you said earlier about, like, you kind of, it's, like, kind of messed up. You kind of like watching it for the games. Yeah. It's so funny about, like, with the character stuff, the games, whatever, Catching Fire, you get through that book, and there's, like, less than 100 pages left, and the games are just starting.
You're kidding.
Really? Like, seriously, it starts so late because the games are genuinely 3 days.
Yeah. Like, oh, because she ends it so quickly, too.
Spoiler.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Because the first game, in the 74th games, were, like, probably about a week and a half, something like that. Like, they were
The games are
more.
Right?
Of the first book is the game.
It's
than
a lot of
fire.
Yeah.
There's less
because I feel like with the first one,
the books, games are a lot more detailed.
Yeah.
And then with the second one, it
almost
switched.
The first one, you have to tell the audience what the games are. Like,
oh,
how
they operate.
But like,
too.
Well, setting up the world. Well, and also in the first one, the games are more detailed, just in the sense of you understand her struggle more. Of like, it takes her a really long time to find water. Like, she almost dies of dehydration before anything else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in the movie, she's like, there's a pond.
Yeah.
A stream.
So I think the first one's
fresh
games.
River.
In the book, they're just more detailed in terms of like, and like PETA's leg is more of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one too. But I just feel like they definitely kind of expanded the games in the second one. Because in the book they're very...
I need to read the book, dude.
Did you know that?
No.
He almost loses
that?
His leg?
No.
PETA is an
in the book.
In the book.
He has
loses his leg.
Above the knee, an entire prosthetic leg.
Because then in the second games, it like really affects them because it slows them down.
And Well, and that's the thing, because like the Catching Fire movie, because he doesn't lose his leg, they just make him look... He doesn't lose his leg, but they keep all the parts where he like... falls down or falls behind or someone has to carry him.
Mm.
And the
poor
book
baby.
Just makes him look weak. But in the book, it's very specifically because like he's still
learning. Amputee.
He's still learning to run on the leg, or his leg keeps, because he's losing feelings in his legs, and this one already doesn't work. He's getting his feet caught in the like underbrush of the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Katniss specifying that like in the book, when his heart literally stops and he gets brought back to life. He's also obviously very weak from that, and that's why he keeps having to sleep instead of going on watch, because he genuinely just like can't catch his breath or walk. And it's just so frustrating that everyone calls PETA weak.
PETA is
not
weak.
He's a strong.
Well, and also in the movie,
he's also
cops, and then she means he's like, "Do you want to get up?"
I know.
He's
Do you want to stand up? He goes, "Yeah."
His heart is
And I feel like both the first two books, you just like feel their struggle and use more, and that's just because that's harder to show.
One of the things that makes me realize like how much gets cut out of books is when you listen to like an audiobook and it's like 12 hours long,
right?
And then the movie is an hour and a half,
right?
It's like so much stuff has to get cut out.
Definitely.
That'd be so hard to like sit down and write. What is so important that we have to keep it, and what is like something we can leave behind?
Right.
I feel like that's why books are so much easier to make into series, because you have
you can include so much more detail than the book has.
Right.
I mean, even Mockingjay, the entire third book gets split into two movies, so instead of 2 hours, they get 4 hours.
And there's still stuff.
And there's
lost.
Still so much stuff missing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the fake fans complaining that Mockingjay Part 1 is super boring.
No, it's not.
It's important.
It's important.
It it's important. It's because it's all the political stuff that people.
I saw that movie, I think, 4 times in the theater. So, what they're talking about, they're crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing it in theater with my parents. That one and Catching Fire.
I got into the Hunger Games literally when Mockingjay Part 1 was on its way out of theaters. So I didn't have time to see the first two and go see Mockingjay Part 1 in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that was at a time where things didn't go straight to digital 2 weeks after release. You had to wait like 3 or 4 months for it to go on to DVD, and then you go and spend $20 on the DVD.
I think I saw the second one before I saw the first one for some reason. But I remember seeing I saw the second one in theaters when it came out, and I was like... so obsessed that night I went home and I found someone who had recorded it at the theater and I watched it.
Yeah. I did that with Mockingjay Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Mockingjay
Part
2.
With Catching Fire, and then I think I went back to the theater a few times. And then, so that's where my... what drew me in. So Catching Fire, that's another reason.
It was also tough.
It was the first one that drew me in. And then when Mockingjay Part 1 came out, I was there opening night.
Mm-hmm.
And, I saw it 4 times.
My dad was excited to see that.
Yeah.
Pops love that series.
No, Jake.
Shout out Dad.
My dad is the one that introduced me because I was trying to go back to my room to eat my food alone. And he was like, "Hey, you ever heard of these Hunger Games movies?" And I was like, yeah. He goes, "You ever watch them? You want to watch them?" And I go, "Not really." Mm-hmm. I had no idea what I was missing.
Right.
And then
And he kept trying to, like, get me to want to sit down and watch the end of Catching Fire. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't. And at one point, he goes, there's, like, 20 minutes left. Sit down and watch the movie. he goes, I want you to see this. Just sit down and watch the movie. And I was like, okay. And I was so stubborn, I didn't even go all the way to sit on the couch. I just sat on the floor, like, kind of in front of where he was, like, his chair. I sat on the floor, and I'm watching, and I'm going, kind of good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't admit to it. Catching Fire.
Oh yeah. Damn. And I was like, the
yeah.
last bit for that.
Yeah. I was like, I can't admit that I like it though. But I'm like, whoa. Literally felt something inside me shift. watching Katniss take out, like, shoot the arrow into the force field. Mm-hmm. I remember sitting there and I'm staring up at the TV and I was like, my whole world has changed. Yeah. And I was like, I need to see all of it. Yeah. So thank you, Dad.
She gained Shadow Team that night.
I did.
She gained
that. I did. Now
that mouse.
Okay, let's do our thoughts and prayers.
Yeah,
okay.
So let's try to do them swiftly.
A quick round. So,
So what's thoughts and prayers?
I
already asked for...
Thoughts is your prayer is what you need first for this
I already asked for prayers for the eczema that's returning to my body.
Yes, what's your thought?
And my thought is...
I know, I gotta think.
I want you guys to take some time and rewatch Jaws this week.
No,
before
no was that yours?
No way. That is the exact same thing I was gonna say.
Yeah, of course.
Well, yes, I think take some time, rewatch Jaws. If you have the means, go and see the exhibit at the Academy Museum. It won't be gone until I think next summer.
July.
Yeah, I think it's a June or July of 2026, so highly recommend.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cool. And
go see Quint's jacket
he
wore in the movie.
The buoy, all of it. It's so cool.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
No, I'm not going to spoil it. Go see it. There's something cool in the buoy.
The buoy.
Also, it was like $20 to get in.
Just save up.
Just spend the money. It's not that hard.
Do it.
That was a joke, by the way.
That was a bit.
That was a joke.
Okay, Lily.
Okay, my thought, my recommendation is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, but specifically the pumpkin ones.
Yeah.
And my prayer is that you pray for me to stop eating Reese's Peanut Butter Cups because I keep eating them. They're in our household. They're at my work. And I'm like, a treat. And it's like my fifth one. And I'm like, my God, let me stop. So that is my thought and prayer.
It's flavored pumpkin or are they in the shape
No,
of
it's just the shape of a pumpkin.
It's just the shape of a pumpkin.
But, I mean,
my
fair.
Mom would always get the pumpkin dip.
Yeah,
I
well, I'm the dark girl, then we eat one.
Love
I would
taste
know.
At home. At first I thought you were saying they were, like, they came out with pumpkin flavor.
Oh, no, sorry, I should have said, no. The shape of a pumpkin, Reese's PBC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
PBC.
All right, your turn.
PBC.
I'm
not going to bother coming up with a new recommendation.
Yeah.
I was also just going to say, go revisit Jaws.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason it, like, changed movies forever. There's a reason it's one of the greatest ever made.
Mm-hmm.
And there is something about, like, it's just very different. Like, watching it as a kid, whether you're scared of it or have fond memories of it, just reliving it now and, like, getting to appreciate it and, like, it's just a special movie. It's a perfect movie. Go rewatch it.
Or watch it for the first time.
I need to do that.
You.
Crazy.
I'm pointing at you again. You've seen it.
You guys
are crazy.
So, anyway,
she's seen it. Just this one over here.
Yeah, but there's
still
lots of things you've seen you haven't seen.
There's lots of things we all haven't seen.
That's true.
Yeah, I was going to take the words right out of my mouth.
Love you, girl.
That's true.
Pray.
What's
your prayer?
Right,
pray.
So revisit Jaws. By the time you guys watch this, hopefully I will be safely home. I was going to say, pray for a safe flight tomorrow.
Okay? Go ahead.
Pray for a safe flight tomorrow. Okay, I'm still kind of thinking about my thoughts, so I'm going to do my prayer first, which is that my sink is still not draining, and I still can't get a hold of any maintenance.
No one came.
It has been weeks. My sink is not draining. Please, please pray that I hear back.
Oh my God.
Very soon.
Did we have Drano?
Girl, you think I haven't tried.
Mm-hmm.
Does your thingy in your sink come out?
I've tried.
Mine doesn't come out at all.
Doesn't yeah. screw out or anything?
No.
That's weird.
You know
it
what
should.
Also doesn't screw out? Our toilets.
Dude, don't get me fucking. Don't
do
get me started.
I can't go into this
let's end the podcast and then we can go into
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait. Now. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. You
what?
Didn't give your. You didn't
yeah,
give your thought.
I
thought.
Give him my thought. Yeah. Pray for me for my sink. My thought is
giggling.
You're
yeah, about the toilet.
Come on.
I know we need a lockdown. I'm sorry.
No. We need a lockdown.
Sorry, everyone.
Just banging around.
Look at the audio.
Oh.
Look at where it's spiked on
you
the
know
audio.
What my, okay, you know what my thought is? What's your thought? That I'm shocked that I liked, but I really liked those picklebacks.
Oh,
yeah.
I did too.
They were solid. Let's
I was
go back.
Bummed it was whiskey, but then I was like, it's fine.
Well, at first I heard it was whiskey, and I was like, I'm about to puke.
Yeah.
But then I actually walked away, and I was like, that was yummy.
Refreshed.
Because
yeah.
it was just a shot, a straight shot, and then just straight pickle juice.
Straight pickle juice.
Yeah.
Because honestly,
and I thought,
yeah.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my thought.
Got the job done.
Got the job done.
Also, it was nice because I was like, just drink the whiskey as fast as humanly
exactly.
possible, and then
yeah.
just drink the, like, just focus
oh,
on the pickle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
I was like, just send the whiskey down your throat, and then you
and then
taste the pickle
yeah.
juice. Yeah.
I'd rather just like, take a regular pickle shot.
They didn't have them.
Yeah,
like,
know,
they
know.
The only option.
But
just
I liked
general.
The picklebacks. I was surprised.
It was good. It was good.
If they don't have pickle shots, and they have
picklebacks
pickle
are a
pickle
great
pickle
alternative.
Yeah. Something to...
This episode's never gonna end.
I know. Please wrap this up.
I know. I'm really trying
no,
to think
not,
of...
No, it's not. It's just a bunch of... We're making sounds. We're chilling.
Okay.
I mean, yes, wrap it up, but don't rush.
I mean, yes, Robin, but don't rush. Well, my thought was sentimental.
Okay, go
okay.
ahead.
I recommend to always remember to be grateful for the people in your life because, I don't know, I think we've gotten the opportunity to hang out a lot more this week, like, all together. And I think, I don't know, that's a rare thing, I feel like, as of recently.
Mm-hmm.
But it made it more special, I think, nonetheless. And I'm just grateful. And I recommend that.
Boom.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
What's your prayer?
My prayer?
Safe flight. Let's wrap it up.
Stop. God.
Safe flight.
Spray.
Thank you guys so much for watching. No, yeah, safe flight.
That was a lucky number
safe
13.
Flight.
Oh, but I didn't want to ruin your moment.
No, it's safe flight.
You already ruined
today.
It.
Already ruined
thanks
it.
For listening to episode 13. Good night.
Thank you.